Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into the show. Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. I am not Tiki. And I'm not Tierney, as you can probably hear. I'm Bill Ryder. I'm filling in. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. 855-212-4CBS. Guys back on Monday. Check Tiki out on CBS's NFL coverage on the Seattle game this weekend. Happy Friday. And I'm the guy that hosts a show here in the mornings, 10 to noon Eastern time, called Ryder Than You. Don't get mad at me. Show name wasn't my idea. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Huge weekend in college football. And I find myself somewhat tied in knots in terms of who I'm rooting for. I went to the University of Missouri, and we don't really have a football program. So my heart now sort of goes to what I think is right and what is just. And I've got this conspiracy theory that I'm worried about, this view of the college football playoff committee. And it's probably wrong. I'm probably off base. I've probably seen some kind of conspiracy in the shadows that doesn't exist. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's just dispel this notion, hopefully. And let's talk some of these other critical games and scenarios with one of the best in the business. He also has the best nickname I've ever heard. His name is Dennis Dodd. He's the Dodd Father. Dude, who came up with the Dodd Father? Because, Dennis, that's very, very good.
There was a former anchor at HQ who just one day said the Dodd Father. And I guess I like that better than Dennis the Menace. That always annoyed me, for those who even remember Dennis the Menace.
So I'm, yeah, it would annoy me too. Yeah, a pop culture reference that doesn't work anymore about a really annoying person, I wouldn't have liked it
right, either.
Dennis Dodd here on the Tiki and Tierney Show. I'm Bill Ryder. So, Dennis, here's my concern, and you can just dismiss it. I want, if Cincinnati wins this game against Houston, and Houston's now a top 25 team, I think 21 in the college football playoff rankings. For me, they should be an absolute lock. They should be in. I just don't see the NCAA, the folks behind the power structure, that includes the college football playoff committee, with trusting eyes. And I'm worried if that's, say, a close game, and Oklahoma State's able to beat up on a very good Baylor team, right? That's a quote-unquote signature win, that they're going to leapfrog. They're going to allow that program, that Big 12 program, to leapfrog Cincinnati. Is there merit, you think, in me having that concern?
Yeah, because what goes on around them? If Alabama beats Georgia, that's two slots for the SEC, and Cincinnati's concern should elevate even higher, even though at that point they would be the only undefeated team in the country. And we're not, and I'm with you, we're not talking about UTSA going undefeated. We're talking about Cincinnati, clearly and far away the best conference outside the Power Five, going 13-0, winning twice on the road in a Power Five in back-to-back games, one of them in the top 10 in Notre Dame. Okay, that's not going to change. So, but they would be compared to an Oklahoma State, if they win, with back-to-back top 10 wins, they would be compared to a Michigan if they win, with, you know, with back-to-back wins over Ohio State and Iowa, two top 15 wins. So, yeah, I would be concerned.
Dennis Dodd here on Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Bill Ryder filling in for the guys. Dennis, you and I talked about this, I think, earlier in the week. My family's all from Iowa. I went to high school in Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'm from Iowa. My parents went to the University of Iowa. So I feel sort of a secondary affinity for that program, even though I'm a Missouri Tiger. And I love that part of the country. We're on, and I know Tiki and Tierney are as well, in that part of the country. And yet I find myself wanting Michigan to win that Big Ten championship game, wanting Jim Harbaugh, coming off that huge win against Ohio State, to see through not just this amazing season, but a real resurrection, I think, of his reputation, and I think a reinforcement to those who believed in him. 7 years is a long time. How much danger does an Iowa team that's not very good in terms of its offense, particularly its passing game, but is, I would say, great at everything else on the football field, how much danger does that Iowa team pose to just destroying all the good feelings right now in Ann Arbor?
I think a lot. In fact, I would dare say right now Iowa's the probably least talked about subject in college football right now. I mean, nobody gives them a chance. The line is 11. They're not sexy. They're boring to watch. We know that. Those are proven facts. But I'm not going to take anything away from them. Being 10-2 and having sort of this team that hangs around, there are some of their parts. They block punt, helps them come back against Nebraska. They've had 22 interceptions, Bill. That ties for the most in Power 5 since 2015, and they still got at least one game to go. Very resourceful, not very productive at offense, 123rd, only two Power 5 teams are worse in total offense. But I think they're worthy. And if Michigan's head is still in the snow at Ann Arbor from last week, I give them a puncher's chance. I think they'll be under the number, and I think they'll hang around a while. I do think Michigan has more talent, but I'll just put it this way, resourceful. How about that?
Yeah, it's a great word. Dennis Dodd here on the show. Dennis, Lion Kelly, previously known to me at least as Brian Kelly, is in LSU working on his fake Southern accent, which is, you know, just incredibly winning and likable. And that, just along with the way that he left, it has me again. I'm not usually a guy that's emotionally rooting for Notre Dame, but for those young men, for those players, I kind of want to see them get into the Final Four. And this is probably a personality flaw on my part, Dennis. I just want to see them win a bunch of games on the way to a championship or a near championship to make Lion Kelly squirm. Like, what needs to happen? What are the pieces that need to move with where they are now in the college football playoff rankings for Notre Dame to be one of those Final Four teams, given they obviously do not have a game this weekend?
Well, basically, two out of these three things have to happen, assuming Georgia wins. Iowa wins, Houston wins, and which one am I for? Oh, and Baylor wins, taking the Big 12 out of it. Sort of two of those three things have to happen for Notre Dame to get a sniff, because even if Alabama loses, there will be some, I think, momentum on their side with two losses with the committee, especially if it's close, compared to a Notre Dame team that would be sitting on the couch, doesn't have that 13th data point, and doesn't have one of the protocols that they judge, which is conference championships. Notre Dame can't do that. I mean, they've proven, the committee's proven in the last 3 years when Notre Dame's gotten in two of them, that Notre Dame basically has to be undefeated to get in. They're not this year, but there is a way they can. And I think I'm with you. I think the country's rooting for those players because of the way Brian Kelly went out.
Dennis,
you know, yeah, you there?
Yeah, Dennis Dodd here on the show. Yeah. I don't want to correct you. It's Lion Kelly. No, you can be. Yeah. It has to be Brian. No, I get it. It has to be Brian Kelly for you. It's Lion Kelly for me. It's not as good as the Dodd father, but I feel like it's pretty good, Dennis. We're talking here on the talking here on the Tiki and Tierney show. All right, let me give you a scenario. Maybe not far-fetched, but perhaps far-fetched. And you tell me what should happen and what will happen if this scenario this weekend in college football comes to pass, Dennis Dodd. Let's just say that Alabama loses to Georgia in seven overtimes or whatever, right? By a point, whatever it is, a nail by. It's so great football game. What should happen for you in terms of the makeup of the Final Four and Alabama. They're out.
Yeah, out. Because I'll tell you why. And I've been on this train all week. Their loss is to a four-loss A&M team when they were a 14-point favorite, quarterbacked by a backup quarterback at Texas A&M. Okay, there's that. This isn't a powerhouse that they lost to. This is a four-loss A&M. Okay, there's that. They flopped around with Auburn last week. That game shouldn't have been anywhere close. And they had to go 97-0 with 24 seconds left to tie it to put it into overtime. This is not a great Alabama team. It's really good, but it's not great. So if the standard is Alabama competing against itself, which in many ways it is because it has, you know, six championships under Nick, this is not that great team. And the fact that start with no two-loss team has ever made it. So why is this team so special? You know, I guess they beat Georgia, but you know they will have lost to a very middling A&M.
All right, Dennis Dodd, I'm going to ask you a question to close things out here, and as always, love and appreciate the time and the insight. But since you're the Dodd father, I know you can handle it. Give me, when all the dust settles this weekend, the four teams that will be playing for a national championship this season.
I'm kind of chalk. I'm Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State. If those teams win, they'll be in. I don't think there's any question. I don't think you're going to elevate a SEC team with two losses that doesn't win its league over a Big 12 champion or over an undefeated team like Cincinnati or a Big 10 champion. I think, as I said, Alabama in that scenario is absolutely out. So I'm just kind of going with chalk. And how about that? That would be three newbies for the first time since year two. That's never happened except for year two. And only 12 teams in the history of this thing in 7 years have ever played for it. You're going to have three new ones if that happens.
It would be absolutely amazing. Dennis, as always, appreciate you. We'll be reading you at CBSSports.com, watching you, CBS Sports HQ. Remember, next time you get to Manhattan Beach, California, beers are on me. I heard a rumor that maybe it's going to be a big college football location, given a certain Lincoln Riley relocating. So I'll see you in person soon, and thanks for being on the Tiki and Tierney Show.
I'm coming, brother.
I know you are. Thanks, buddy. Dennis Dodd here on the program. Let's do inbounds, out of bounds, a bunch of great topics from sports from the one and only Michael Samter, and I'll give you a take on each one here on Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio just after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from my guy, Marco Belletti.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.